Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Top of the morning to you, Ed, and to all of our listeners. You know, it's been a good week, Ed, and I know I'll remind everybody, like you say a lot, the opinions we share are our own. Your opinions are mine, not of our producer or our sponsors or anything like that, just our own, and I love having free speech. I cherish that. That being said, this last week has been fantastic from, you know, well, for the whole week. We've been out several times, and it looked so much more like life used to be. It's not the same. I mean, we're all being careful walking around, wearing our masks and whatnot, but, you know, I actually saw some people, this will be controversial, but people breaking the rules and running around in Hamilton County, no masks and whatnot, and, of course, I'm not going to say a thing. You know, I've had my shot, and I know I'm safe, and my spouse is safe, so I'm not going to worry about that. And I didn't go fuss at them and try to ruin their night either. But it was a pleasant thing. So many restaurants completely full. And we're not talking, you know, spaced out wide, but they had their businesses redesigned. So there was good social distancing, but it didn't look awkward. There weren't tables taped off. And, you know, we'll have to talk about that. They even tried a new place, Nick and Norman's, at one of the nights. And it was just pleasant to see. And let's see, this past Friday night, one restaurant that I love, completely packed, couldn't even get in. I mean, that's a good thing to see. I'm so glad to see people out and enjoying life again. It just makes my heart very, very happy. We may get some bad press on that one, but I'm happy to see that kind of thing. And CHI Memorial, our title sponsor, has a message for you. Human kindness is an urge in all of us to help others. It's about showing kindness and a willingness to help those who may not be able to help themselves. Although there are times when ones in need may not look like us, sharing a helping hand is what connects us all, showing up in many colors, sizes, and forms. Well, Ed, how about your week?
As always, Dr. Green, it's been a super busy week. That's what it takes to actually be successful in business or in most jobs. And, you know, hustle is part of the equation for success. And the thing is about business, and I've been at times kind of harsh on a few of the businesses in Chattanooga who have let fear control everything they did rather than trying to please the client, customer, patient. And that is a recipe to me for bankruptcy and going out of business. And we have seen that already in this town and in many towns, I am sure. You know, you got to learn to adapt, evolve, and also be respectful of the people who have worked very hard for the money they will spend in your establishment. And we certainly have a Nutrition World. We still practice all the right procedures, and I'm glad to see other businesses still doing the basic common sense.
I just hope they don't catch any heat. I will not name a restaurant, but there was one, gosh, it hasn't been that long ago, went in, it was packed, so I thought, well, I'll just eat at the bar. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Huge bar, large rectangular bar. There were only six total people sitting there, and each person was probably 15 feet apart. It was that big. And I started to sit down, bartender, you can't sit there. No, sir, we're at max capacity. So that kind of makes you feel unwelcome at that point, like you're saying. You know, some of them, I couldn't even find this other night that I was telling you. There wasn't any space at the bar. Now, granted, that wasn't social distancing. They could probably get in trouble. I'm not going to give anyone's name. But it did look like previous life. It sure did. It was a good feeling.
And I'm very a little bit fearful of what will be coming with the economy. And I'm, you know, I know I'm on record here because it's being recorded. But my prediction is this. Within 2 years, we will have a significant amount of either inflation and or recession or both. You cannot help it when you're giving away free money and digging a deeper hole into the debt of this country. And part of that is justified and part is not. You cannot borrow trillions more and make this machine run.
But I couldn't agree with you more. And I know we're a medical show, not political, but all of these impacts, whether it be political or financial, do have an impact on your psyche, your anxiety, depression. And it's true that we're seeing skyrocketing numbers of issues like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of my patients have already noticed, gee, gas has already gone up at a dollar or more since the election. So, you know, it's not a coincidence. And that is causing financial impact on my patients, which is creating a lot of worry about their finances and their future. And that's not good medically.
It's not. And for those people who seem to classify someone who's interested in the finances of a country as non-caring, when the finances break down in the country, it's like me running out of gas in the small airplane that I fly. It will crash. And if we think that we've had a hard time with the pandemic, we'll just wait until we get a recession that's close to a depression. Or like when I, if you remember, Dr. Green, and I'm certainly older than you, I remember being in UTC in business college a long time ago, and it was Carter administration, I believe. We had a 17% interest rate. You can't buy any homes or cars at 17%. Hmm. Simply can't do it. And we thought it was the end of the world. Well, we recovered from that. We will recover from whatever comes our way. But it's scary, scary stuff. We mm-hmm. have to protect the finances of this country. I want to change the conversation 1 second here. The FDA has looked at hand sanitizers. Because, you know, and I thought of this early on, and I've spoke of it on at least two occasions. You know, we take it for granted that all these things are safe, and they're simply not. As my daughter, Katie, talks about on her Facebook page, Earth Conscious Mama, many of the chemicals that are used in soaps and cosmetics and skincare are outlawed in most countries of the world except here. You know, there seemed to be a way to manipulate the system in this country for profit. But the hand sanitizers, when I started using them, I mean, I'm not super sensitive, but I could tell from the smell they were certainly not what I would call natural. Well, the FDA has now removed 9 hand sanitizers that may contain toxic ingredients that they say can cause serious illness or death.
Hmm. What are the top couple?
I actually don't have the list. They're not any that I recognized, actually. Well, actually, here they are. Here's 3.
Yeah, top 3.
Sanoderm was a name of one of them. All Clean Hand Sanitizer, Clean Care No Germ, Lavar, L-A-V-A-R, and Good Gel Antibacterial Gel Hand Sanitizer. The thing is, when you walk in a business, you don't know. Nobody's looking at the label to see. It just concerns me. It's what I'm talking about.
It's a good point.
Another one of those things we don't want to get caught up in, but we need to be aware of, and not just think everything is fine, because this adds to the toxic load of our body.
Well, we have to remember simple things like, gee, they have alcohol. They're flammable. So the smokers out there, people do get burned with that.
I literally have not thought about that.
Oh, yeah, they'll catch on fire.
Wow.
So,
but,
you know,
I'm good with the alcohol as far as a purity, there's no doubt, but I did not think about the flammable part of that.
It can happen. Yeah. I've actually watched people get caught on fire.
Ooh.
Yes, long ago in the ER, they used to have alcohol-containing gels, and, yeah, back in my student days, somebody actually tried to shock somebody, and they burst into flames.
Ooh.
You don't really forget that one.
No.
So, yeah, I have first-hand experience, or second-hand, really, in seeing that. But I have had a few of the people I know that were smokers that have accidentally made a small fire. Oh. No major injuries. So people be careful. Shouldn't be smoking anyway.
Bingo. And again, that's where I really get frustrated with the government, because they're talking, you know, the cure for all of our pandemic woes is a mask and a vaccination. Well, those are reasonable things. But let's talk about health. Let's talk about losing weight. We know that being overweight is the biggest risk factor, and low vitamin D, for COVID deaths.
And let's also celebrate the fact at our most recent meeting at work, the COVID rates are the lowest they've been. This is fantastic. Inpatient, ICU, you know, there are still people getting admitted, but it's at the lowest rate it's been in a long, long time.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You know, have you ever done 23andMe genetic testing?
No.
I did it several years ago, and I really like the testing because it's inexpensive, and it tests for many things, one of which is a gene that I really studied a lot called MTHFR that has a lot to do with our health, and that we can control some of that. But I brought up my old numbers, and just out of to make conversation here, I brought it up yesterday. Accidentally, it popped up. Well, I had almost forgotten that I had done this test. Well, it shows something that I am 63% British and Irish ancestry, and a 26% of me is French and German. So that is my ancestry. And I do have a 2% Neanderthal genes, which is rare.
Well, I've known that for years.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Couldn't help it. Hey, you said they did the MTHFR. Do they do other cancer type of genes, BRCA, BART, CHECK, anything like that?
They do hundreds on this test, and they change it all the time, so you never can tell for sure. But they're up to date, and I want to check that and see, and I will talk about it.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Patients often ask about genetic testing. It's actually fairly hard to find, and insurance doesn't cover it anyway. Usually, not always. Under certain circumstances, they will. But you got to meet these strict medical necessity guidelines. So I'd love to know which cancer screening genes are in 23andMe.
I will do that. And when I paid for it, it was $129.
Not a bad price.
I got pages of information. In fact, the reason I looked at it, because they sent me an email that said the fear of speaking, they now have a gene that they identified. So those people who have extreme anxiety from speaking, which is supposed to be the number one fear of most people in this society, it really can be genetically based.
What do they do with your genetic database after they send it to you?
Well, it's totally private, unless you want them to share it.
They don't sell it to someone?
No. Best of my knowledge, they don't.
Okay.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be interviewing a physician on a bariatric surgery, which is something that some people will need. Anything that reasonable to get the weight back into normal range. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And, you know, I just railed in the first segment about the ridiculous nature of the fact that the government just keeps pushing the mask and the vaccinations, which are all sound remedies, and doesn't discuss the number one risk factor of COVID and so many diseases, which is being grossly overweight. So today we have a general and bariatric surgeon, Dr. Shaw from Memorial. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Yes, and we, you know, anyone with even no education and training knows that being very overweight is probably one of the biggest risk factors to our longevity, health, and puts us at a risk of dying if we do get something. And, you know, I've been in the own Nutrition World for almost 42 years now, and I've dealt and helped people, I believe, for many decades with the fact that, you know, we can do a lot for ourselves. To normalize our health and to come back to a better weight. But there are people who simply have lost control of that, and it's going to be a choice between something like bariatric surgery or probably not getting good results. So I know that this whole field of bariatric surgery, and I remember the days when the very first staplings and the stomach stuff was done, and it's come a long way, I know, and it's so much more efficient, less risky. So maybe tell people about the bariatric surgery of today, please.
Yeah, and you know, I would echo your sentiments about how health has changed over the last few decades. In the late 1980s, less than 15% of Americans were obese, and now it's 35% or higher even. And the worst areas in the country are where we live in the Southeast, where, you know, 35, 40, 45% of people can be obese. And And it's just become part of the culture now. And like you said, they are at risk of higher rate of complications from COVID. But even if COVID had never happened, in general, somebody with an obese BMI compared to somebody with a normal BMI or body mass index, they have about 10 years less of life in general. And those 10 years are unhealthy. They have diabetes, high blood pressure, joint pain, sleep apnea, heart problems. You know, the list goes on and on. And I tell my patients that literally this disease of obesity affects you from head to toe. You can have diseases related to obesity, going all the way from chronic migraines to gout of your big toe. And so there are many ways to try to lose weight without resorting to something as drastic as surgery. But the fact of the matter is our bodies like to gain weight. They don't like to lose weight. It's a survival instinct that when you have more weight on you, you can survive a cold winter or a period of famine. And so our bodies tend to want to keep it on. And so it takes years of very strict dieting to get to the point where you can keep the weight off. And people really aren't able to accomplish that. They'll go for a few months, they'll lose a good amount of weight, and then as soon as they fall off that diet, the weight comes back and sometimes comes back even greater than it was. And in those people, bariatric surgery can be a way to keep the weight off and keep it off for a long-term period. You know, there's been a lot of talk in the past about complications from bariatric surgery. The field itself has advanced quite a bit in the last 20 years, and now the studies show that having bariatric surgery is as safe as having your appendix taken out.
Well, that's excellent. Are you finding that people keep the weight off with the more modern procedures better than in previous years?
Well, that's where bariatric surgery has changed. We have realized that surgery is not the the goose that lays the golden eggs. You have to have buy-in from the person that wants to undergo surgery as well. And so at CHI Metabolic and Bariatric Care, we have a multidisciplinary team, a dietitian, a social worker, nurse practitioners that only deal with obesity medicine. We have exercise help as well. And a patient that wants to undergo surgery with us, they have to pass the gauntlet, so to say. They have to have the whole team agree that they are not just wanting the surgery, but they are mentally ready to do the long-term changes. And we keep up with patients for years and years and years. We don't just do surgery and then put you back out into the wild. We want you to be successful. So that's the most important thing. So in general, if you look at studies, the sleeve gastrectomy, which is the number one performed operation both by us and in the United States today, will help you lose about 60% of your excess body weight. So what does excess body weight mean? Well, if you're supposed to be 150 pounds and instead you weigh 250 pounds, your excess is 100. So on average, people will lose 60 pounds. But I've seen people lose 100, 110, 150 if they have that extra weight to lose. And it's all a matter of buying into the program, buying into what we're trying to help you do.
And that's an incredible amount of weight, you know, to lose, and the impacts medically, gosh, that's just fantastic. I'm curious, have you seen any trends during the pandemic, such as a trend that people gained weight or lost weight in 2020?
Oh, no. Well, people have definitely gained weight, and, you know, it's one of the unfortunate side effects of having people stay at home. There's less to do, and we know that food is not just a survival thing for humans. It's an emotional experience. And when there's depression, when there's boredom, when there's anxiety, people will turn to food. It's another addiction, just like many drugs. You know, people are addicted to food, the feeling that it gives them, and so they keep eating. And, you know, I would just say that the food choices in America, what tastes good is usually not very good for you. And so you eat, but your body doesn't get the actual nutrients it needs. Your body tells you, I'm still missing something, so you keep wanting to eat. The processed food just, you know, they kind of kill all the good things in the food and just give you the part that tastes good.
Well, Dr. Shaw, you are echoing what Ed and I say really every week for the last 2 or 3 years. Ed, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, and I love the comprehensive nature that you're taking, Dr. Shaw, on this, because I remember 15 years ago a client in particular who came to me, and she had flown to Brazil to get her gastric bypass, and I was blown away by the fact that they were way ahead of us at that time, because they were doing, even from across the world, were doing what you're talking about, which is looking at the bigger picture of emotions, nutrients, helping the body not only get it off but keep it off and be healthy in the process. You know, Nutrition World has won Best of the Best Weight Loss Center again this year, and we use a very client-based approach where we kind of do the same thing as far as helping people to do that. But we do know that there are people who simply have missed the window of opportunity, and they need this surgery. So tell me, or tell listeners a little bit more about, you know, how does this surgery work? How long's recovery? And, you know, how is their appetite, or, you know, the amount of calories they can consume after this?
Sure. So the sleeve gastrectomy, like I mentioned before, is the safest bariatric operation that's been devised to this point. Essentially, the stomach is an organ that is able to stretch quite a bit, and that's why we're able to eat these very large meals. And with the sleeve gastrectomy, we trim off about 80% of the stomach. And the part of the stomach that we are removing is the part that stretches. So somebody who's undergone a sleeve gastrectomy, their ability to eat goes down dramatically. And then a lot of people ask, well, am I going to not be able to eat and just feel hungry all the time? It just happens that the part of the stomach that we're removing makes the hunger hormone. That hormone is ghrelin. And once that ghrelin production is removed, people also tend to not feel as hungry. So there's this, what we call kind of the golden period or the honeymoon period, where you will lose weight no matter how well or not well you follow recommendations. You will lose weight. But then after that, of course, is the commitment to the program and our commitment to the patient that keeps the weight off more than 2, 3, 4, 5 years in the future.
How interesting. And the recovery is pretty quick on this?
Oh, yes. So patients will spend a night in the hospital and to go home the next morning. And they will be on liquids for about a week. And then our dietitian will work with them to advance through the different phases of the bariatric diet. And then usually about 2 weeks in, you're eating food again. And then 6 months after that, you're almost completely back to a normal diet, but of course, much more controlled and healthy.
Well, I think that's so helpful to so many people. It gives them hope that, you know, for the morbidly obese people, you know, just cutting back and pushing away from the table is not going to work at a certain point, and we certainly know that.
Yeah, I like that word, by the way, right. Hope. It does give them hope, and they've done so much for a lot of my patients, and it's good to see them take charge of their lives, take control. They go out and start exercising, and they wouldn't start. It was a catch-22 before. They said, well, I can't exercise because I'm obese. Well, you need to exercise because you are, and it's a catch-22. They get that hope, start losing weight, and they are on it and so happy.
And, you know, you said something early on, Dr. Shaw, that it's kind of like the new norm of this society is that modestly overweight is like what we is okay today. And when you look at the pictures of me in high school and all the people that I had in 1970s, it's so drastically different than the pictures of high school students today, which, you know, 70% are, we just say, husky. This is a nice word for it.
Right.
Real quickly, because we only have about a minute or two left, I do want you to say, now, this gallbladder surgery also, that is something new at Memorial, that's a very efficient gallbladder surgery?
Yes, I'll briefly mention it. So, you know, 20 years ago, or actually 30 years ago now, I'm sorry, people moved from doing open gallbladder removals with the large incision to the minimally invasive approach, laparoscopic. And that was a huge game changer for gallbladder surgery, whereas in the past, you'd probably be in the hospital for 2 or 3 days, have issues with hernias and wound infections, et cetera. Now you go home the same day and the complication rate was much less. However, there was one bugaboo to the laparoscopic operation, and that was injury to the main bile duct coming out of the liver. For an open operation, it would happen in maybe 1 out of 1,000 cases. And for laparoscopic cases, it would happen not that frequently, maybe just 3 to 5 out of 1,000, but it was 3 to 5 times greater than for a open operation. And people thought, okay, with time, people will learn the laparoscopic surgery better, but that number really didn't go down. But now there's a special technology called ICG fluorescence, where there's a dye given to the patient before surgery, and it's taken up by the liver and excreted into the bile. And with the special camera that we're now trialing at Memorial and are going to make part of our technology, that camera will show under fluorescent light the biliary structures. So you know where that common bile duct is. And so there have been multi-center, multi-country studies that have shown that that brings the rate of common bile duct injury down to that of an open operation. And it's a big deal because that common bile duct injury, though rare, can be very devastating for a patient because it can require further surgeries, drains. It can be even life-threatening. So it's big news.
That is so interesting because I hear tons of stories over 4 decades, and the bile duct is so vitally important for our quality of life and everything else. Dr. Shaw, that's so much great information. I appreciate it. And how would people get in contact with you if they would like to learn more?
Sure, yes. The website is ChattanoogaBariatrics.com. And the phone number is 423-899-1000. And I would just like to add also that it's not just bariatric surgery. For those people who don't want to consider surgery but want a little bit more focused care just on their obesity, we also have an obesity medicine program that concentrates only on diet, medication, and exercise.
That is lovely. Lovely information. Yeah. And please, if you get by Nutrition World, stop in. I'd love to meet you in person. And thank you for your time this morning. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about your health, a few things on COVID, and a couple other topics I've got in my notes that'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and always plenty to talk about. I do want to say real quickly that the CBD conversation comes and goes, and it's kind of waned about probably business in town because like all things, it goes up real fast and sometimes goes back down. It always will be here to stay. But I want to tell people two things. One is there was a really nice study done that showed that CBD taken preventatively helped inhibit the replication of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And this was a really good medical study. So doing it preventatively seemed to be a good option. Two, you can test positive for THC, so be cautious if you're in a job.
And, you know, I had an Amazon patient the other day, and I was recommending CBDs, and this person goes, you know, I can't. Amazon will not allow it. And that's unfortunate. I said, well, you should talk to HR and explain how that happens. I said, maybe if they're educated, they'll let people take it, but I don't know. It's Is there still a few businesses that are closed-minded to that? Have you seen it going down as far as sales or usage?
It is, but it's still very good for Nutrition World because we keep educating people. But I want to say this, and this may last 1 week at Nutrition World, but we actually bought a large quantity of CBD. I think we bought a gallon bulk bottle.
Wow.
And what we decided to do on that, hang on, and nobody's going to believe this, but we're giving it away free. Absolutely free. What we've done is we've taken that 1 gallon and we have dispensed it into 1 ounce medicine bottles with eyedroppers. Now, we want you to purchase the glass bottle, which is $2.98. So while supplies last at Nutrition World, just come in and get your entire bottle of a wonderful brand of CBD. And while supplies last, you can pick up one for the price of that bottle, which is $2.98. Hmm. Is that not good?
Well, that's an incredible, incredible value. I just cannot say enough. And for people for which it works, it's a miracle drug.
For those that it work, and what I've ended up doing, and if you hear me much in my life, you know that we all have our, I guess I would call demons. Mine is insomnia. I go through periods where I'm okay, then other periods for no good reason that I just wake up during the night. That's why I wrote the ebook on sleep at nutritionw.com and on my Holistic Navigator. But my new plan and program is this. I actually keep this particular brand of CBD in my kitchen. When I wake up at that 11:30 hour and I know my brain's going to start popping that cognitive popcorn, I go in, I take 2-theanine or I take 2-GABA. They both do the same thing. And then I take an eyedropper of the CBD. It truly takes the edge off to a point where I get back to sleep instead of just sitting there half asleep for the next 2 hours. It does taste bad, and you will test positive with this brand of CBD.
Now, I know a question we get asked a lot. If someone is actually smoking marijuana, it can stay in the system because it's fat soluble, can stay in the system for up to 30 days. You can still test for it. Do you know if CBD oil can last in the body and be tested that long, or is it less?
No, it's the same amount of time. It's all a fat soluble molecule, the THC, and it will last just about as long. So, but the interesting thing about CBD is those who smoke marijuana, it actually lessens the effects of the marijuana when you do CBD. So
how odd is that?
A few people don't want to do CBD because of that.
That's funny. Now, for the gallon that you bought, is it formulated for any specific symptom?
Legally, you can't formulate for any symptom. And I will tell you this. I've done 3 podcasts on my podcast format, which is the Holistic Navigator, on CBD. Each CBD brand affects the body in different ways. This one
That's
will
what
affect
I mean.
It. Yeah. This one's going to affect it. From a standpoint of total relaxation, I would not do this brand and go to work. We have brands that you can do and go to work. They'll sharpen your brain, but they'll calm you down. This one will calm you down to a point where you won't be sharp.
So maybe more for sleep.
Only when you get home, or maybe anxiety.
But not for, say, pain, someone with chronic back pain going to work.
What I rate this one is it's about 60% relaxation and 40% pain. So it's a pretty dang cool for pain, too. But it's not good for cognitive thinking. It's going to relax the brain too much. There was an interesting study, and it's actually on a site I cannot forward to you because I pay for this information, and they have it blocked where I can't copy and paste or do anything.
Wow.
But it had to do with the use of immunosuppressant drugs and then getting the vaccination for COVID. And what it was is 17% of the patients who had immunosuppressant drugs, that means people who've had organ transplants or have some of these autoimmune conditions, only 17% developed antibodies after the vaccination because they were on the immunosuppressant drugs.
Well, it makes perfect sense.
100% of the people who weren't on those developed some antibodies. It makes perfect sense. And then secondly, just for the information for people, I found this very interesting. They were talking about what steps do we need to consider if you are on blood thinners before taking COVID. And their medical advice was this. First off, which I found this very interesting, and this was to reduce the risk of bleeding or bruising in people who are taking blood thinners. Request the smallest needle possible, 23 gauge or smaller. Schedule the vaccination prior to taking their blood thinner. And then if it's really an issue, skipping one dose of the blood thinner prior to vaccination and maybe getting your INR, which is the thing you get when you have warfarin or Coumadin, to check the thinness of the blood. And you'd want to do that 2 days before vaccination.
And don't forget, hold pressure on the site for a lot longer than you normally would, like up to 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, that long?
Yeah. So, you know, for me, a couple of seconds and I'm good to go. But if you're on a blood thinner, I would hold it longer. I mean, you got nothing to lose by doing it. It just takes your time, and that's all.
Yeah, I'm getting addicted to getting some blood testing at the lab at Nutrition World. We have it open every Tuesday in the mornings from 8 to 12, and also the last Friday of the month. And this is where you can choose to get any kind of blood test that you would like. And many times insurance won't pay for the kind that I really feel is important for preventative nature. Well, I'm going there every week getting something tested. And I actually am getting about 6 vials to 10 vials every time I go, and I'm throwing them away because I do believe heavily into donating blood, and I have zero time in my life.
By the way, thinking about the COVID vaccination, did you see it on the New England Journal about the COVID arm? There actually, somebody did a study on the COVID arm. But, you know, it's just that localized reaction that a lot of people get for any vaccination. But, it's kind of funny that made the news. I cracked up at that one because I'm thinking that even the doctor that did it said, well, you know what, it's really a good sign because you're making antibodies. You're reacting to this.
Right, reacting. Yeah, we did post on the Facebook page of Vital Health Radio my IV that I'm getting with nutrients from Dr. Melvin at Partners in Care. Just love Dr. Melvin. She was on the show a couple months ago talking about her ability or her really passion for helping people with nutritional therapy along with conventional wisdom of medicine. So I always recommend her. I do want to say my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, had probably, and I may have mentioned this last week, one of the most interesting podcasts I think I've done out of 96. And it was the longest, and I spoke the least because this gentleman was so eloquent in his conversation. His name is Chris Wark. And people who are into kind of the field of my field probably would recognize him. He is world known now across the world because he has written a book called Chris Beat Cancer. And he was 28 years old, stage 3 colon cancer, and ended up doing surgery, but did not follow the advice of the other recommendations. And he's now 40, and he is so giving of hope when you listen to this. So I encourage anyone who wants more information, not offering a cure, but offering good, solid advice for those who believe in more holistic therapies. So The Holistic Navigator was the last podcast that we posted, and I believe it's going to be the most popular out of 96. I want to listen to it again. It was just inspiring to hear his story.
Yeah, I've actually heard his name before. I haven't heard him speak, so I'll have to listen to that. Mm-hmm. And let me put in another plug for Nick and Norman's. You're going to have to go. So when we went, Stir was completely full, ran over to Nick and Norman's, had no idea. Norman Reedus is one of the owners, and I was a Walking Dead fan, so it's nice to support them. But this amazing chicken and Brussels and salmon, so, you know, we got actually a lot of healthy choices. So, you know, they have a lot of burgers, too, a lot of unhealthy stuff, but there are actually some that you might even be able to eat.
Really? Ooh. Well, and I do want to put another same plug in for Sidetrack up in Hickson. Ate there a second time. Just fabulous all the way around. Fabulous, fabulous. I did a YouTube video, and it's posted on the Vital Health Radio Facebook, on what are digestive enzymes and do you need one. It's kind of a complex area because you walk into Nutrition World, we have about probably 40 different enzymes. And how do you choose those? Because, I mean, we have one for the gallbladder. We have one for people who need hydrochloric acid.
Out of curiosity, do you sell pancreatic enzymes?
Lots of pancreatic enzymes.
That is something we see with pancreatic insufficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good prescription that's mm-hmm. offered for people with pancreatitis and some other things. So I love the fact that people can, you know, embrace their own kind of health like that.
You know, I also send a lot of people to you. They, you know, they need iron, or they need their omega-3s, or, you know, they need garlic, and they can't find one they can literally stomach. And they swear out, they've tried everything in the world. So, you know, I put another plug in for you and Nutrition World that so far everybody I've ever sent up there said, just go see if Ed has something you can stomach, and they've all been pleased.
Well,
so
thank you. Really quickly, the last comment on the vaccine. There was a virologist. Is that how you pronounce it? Virologist. And it was a really great article. And in fact, Facebook did not even put the warning on it. So that doesn't mean that it's totally accurate because they didn't do that. But it was interesting. It didn't, because this guy, Dr. Gert Vanden, B-O-S-S-C-H, Boschet, PhD, says in an article, has nothing against vaccines. In fact, he worked as an independent virologist for the Vaccine Alliance and the Bill Gates Foundation. He says that a mass vaccination campaign in the middle of a pandemic with vaccines that don't prevent transmission is disastrous at an individual and at a global level. We are going to pay a huge price for this. And he said, I'm becoming emotional because I'm thinking of my children, of the younger generation. It's impossible what we are doing to understand what's going to happen. He sent this letter to the World Health Organization with zero reply, which he said was very disappointing. This guy's got all the credentials on earth. Guess what, people? You're not going to read this in any mainstream media.
There are a lot of articles I've read, several podcasts I've listened to from virologists who do that for a living, which I don't. Have done virology research myself, but not for a profession. But that are putting out a lot of controversial literature that I'm not going to talk about here, but several theories of what this means for our country and for the world. And they are not all positive, let me say.
Yep. And time will tell.
I will say, just for the flip side of that, the current official recommendation is still for people at high risk to get the vaccine.
And you know what? When people ask what's Ed Jones's opinion, that's exactly what I'm telling them. If you're at high risk, you weigh everything in life out, risk against benefit, and I think... especially if you're older and you're under a risky group, well, let's weigh it out. I think getting COVID could be deadly.
And I got mine. I mean, I've said that on the air. I did, but I did it more for my patients who may be fearful, so they will not be fearful coming in.
Right.
And I did it more for them.
And I did blood testing to show I had the COVID antibodies, so I did my own natural vaccine, I guess. It is time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to this part of the show with Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is once again brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app for Android or iPhone. Winston Churchill once said that if you're going through hell, keep going. Well, if he were still alive, Mr. Churchill may have said that about the crazy time in which we live right now. If you stare at the TV or any of the news media source long enough, you may begin to lose all sense of peace and reason. Think about it for a moment. Think about what you spend time looking at or investigating. When we are online and look into any particular product, such as a clothing item or vacation destination, we begin to see all those ads pop up regularly for the same or similar items. Well, why does this happen? It happens because we tend to fixate on what we see. And when we look at it long enough, our behaviors can be changed, which is the goal of all of that smart marketing software that tracks our activities. From a spiritual standpoint, we also tend to become what we behold. In these crazy times, maybe we need to readjust our vision. In Psalm chapter 121, verse 1 and 2, the psalmist writes, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." The psalmist in Psalms chapter 24, verse 8 asks, "Who is this King of glory?" and answers, "The Lord, strong and mighty." Well, for myself, I would rather fix my eyes on our mighty God and His strength and His promises in ever-increasing amounts and put faith in media and the so-called daily news less and less over time. In the Gospels, we see that Jesus did not really come to give us perfect vision, but to give us clear spiritual sight. He wanted us to begin to see with God's eyes, so to speak. He wanted to wake us up to an entirely new way of thinking, seeing, of living, and understanding. We are surrounded by His sacred creation, a creation that constantly sings of God's glory and creative power. Yet we tend to cringe in fear of the risks in life, not living the bold lives to which we are called. Well, let's open up our eyes. Remember that the Pharisees were able to stare God in the face in the person of Jesus and have absolutely no idea that they were doing so. It is true that these times, and often life in general, can be scary. As followers of Jesus, we do not get to know all the details of every chapter of our lives or of this world, but we have been told the ending. In case you haven't read that far along, it's a long path, but ends in redemption for the world and redemption for all who find Jesus, and it ends in glory. So view your life and these times right now in light of where you are going, where all of this is going. These crazy times are a bump in a very, very long road. As I have said before, Jesus was not trying to get you into heaven. He was trying to get heaven into you. That heaven in you helps put all this in perspective and makes these crazy times a whole lot less scary, letting us live our lives fiercely, a choice we must make each and every day, no matter what our circumstances. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, as always, my friend. And I know there was a guy who was a great pilot. I think his last name was Collins. And he said something to the effect, and I'm trying to remember this, to fly the next hour, we must fly the next minute. And in an airplane, if you really take your eyes off of things, you are going to be in disaster mode very quickly. And the same with you saying a bump in the road, but we have to address what comes our way at that moment to create our future and not just focus on tomorrow, but today at this moment. And do it with a heart and with a spirit of kindness and health and healing. So thank you for that great.
Thank
great,
you.
And I did an article that is listed on nutritionw.com, and the title of it is "The 7 Nootropic Supplements to Naturally Protect Your Memory and Boost Learning." I'm a huge fan of nootropics. What are those? They are quick-acting mental stimulants. You could call caffeine one. You could call nicotine one. But, of course, the ones I write about are the ones that are certainly more natural from the earth. And just real quickly, just to list them without going into any detail, is bacopa is an herb that actually is fantastic for its ability to regulate dopamine and serotonin. Lion's mane, which is an herb with you and I
That's
both.
That's mine,
take.
Yeah.
And I love it. Did 3 this morning before the radio show. Very quick acting. Gotta Cola has got some new research that's outstanding. Alpha GPC, that's a choline molecule. And choline's what the brain neurons use to communicate with each other. It's almost like cell phones that we have that we talk to our
family. Most of the, some of the Alzheimer's drugs regulate acetylcholine.
Bingo, yes. And Huperzine A is another one. And the last one is something you don't really read about much. It's rosemary essential oils. And rosemary has got some pretty dang good studies that if you inhale it before doing a test or before studying, you do have better retention. And I put about a couple drops on my wrist, and I smell it. I'm a huge fan of good quality essential oils. Repeat, good quality. And Pranarom is what we sell the most of because it's prescription in France and has one of the highest levels of purity of any essential oil in the country. So, I think we should smell it and put it on something where there's a lot of blood flow. So I put it on my inner wrist or on the bottom of the feet. It's something you can do when as needed, and it's certainly very safe. And for children, oh my gosh, I mean, if you want your kid to have a big test coming up, give them some rosemary on their wrist and some to smell before the test. It will make a difference. Guess what, brother? That's going to do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and designed by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.